Well, the weekend is here. Thank you very much for joining me. This hour is brought to you by Wet and Forget. You can use the Easy Outdoor Cleaner Wet and Forget on all your exterior surfaces. Gets rid of mold and mildew and lichen and fungus and algae. Don't scrub it. Simply wet it and forget it. Wetandforget.com. You can check it out there. Great stuff. All right, another weekend getting a few things done around the home. Glad you could join me, and let me give you the phone number. You can grab a line. I'm sure it'll be a busy day today. It's 800-823-8255. Well, the warmer temperatures are here, and as the temperatures climb, hence in many parts of the area, and people I'm talking to, humidity becomes an issue too. In the news this past week, it was talking about energy prices. Of course, we're hearing energy prices, energy prices, energy prices. We heard a lot about it going into the fall and the winter, and now we're talking about in the spring and the summer about electric prices going up, up, and up. So to get yourself in line maybe with your energy prices and your budget, work on a couple things, number one, and we'll talk about insulation too, and if you got a question on that, again, pick up the phone. It's 800-823-8255. We can talk about it, insulation and stuff, but ceiling fans, counterclockwise, low speed, medium speed, move the air in the house. That's helpful. Helps dry the air, helps move the air, and just a little bit more comfortable. The more comfortable you are, the more you can lower the thermostat. The more you lower the thermostat, the more money you save. So if you can move air, that's helpful. If you can control humidity, that's very helpful. I've noticed the humidity in my home climbed a little bit in the last week or so. Is it, you know, kind of warm right now? So, again, 50 to 55%, not much higher than that. If you got lower areas of the house and you're running humidity levels of 60 or 70, it'll eventually build, and the first level will eventually get that humid too, and then you can run the risk of molds and mildews in an unhealthy home environment. So we want to work on that today, too. Plus your calls. Again, it's 800-823-8255. Grab a line, and Teresa, you can kick us off today. Welcome.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you.
Great. Well, so we are building a new house. Ooh, and, so a gentleman has been kind enough to give us some shakes for the, you know, like the dormer type places, mm-hmm. but the color is wrong. And I didn't know about how to go about painting those, or if you even could.
Are they wood?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if they're wood, you could paint them. And when you say shakes, we're kind of talking like the Northeast look, the
yes. Yep.
Okay. Once I said that, I was like, "Now, how do I describe that?" So.
Yep, I know. Yeah, yep, I know exactly what. Yep.
Yeah, you can paint those. Are they painted now or no?
Yes, but it's like a light, almost like an almond color right now, okay. And we need them to be a darker.
No worries. Yeah, just use a really good acrylic exterior paint. And I say good because, you know, it's just going to last longer. The quality of paint, you got to choke a little bit maybe when you're spending, $50 a gallon or something. But it's well worth it. Sherwin-Williams has a big one in Emerald. Behr products have a self-priming one, which is excellent.
Okay.
Benjamin Moore has a super one also. A self-priming, top-of-the-line exterior product will resist mold and mildew. It'll resist UV rays, so fading won't be an issue. They're self-priming, mm-hmm. so you won't have to do anything to the shakes that you have. I'm sure they're clean. It's a matter of painting them out.
Okay, great. And then what would be the one thing, if you were building a new home yourself, what would be the one thing that you would just absolutely 100% want to do? I mean, I know there's a ton probably, but is there one thing that you could say, this is what I want to have?
Well, you're right. You know, you can go on and on. My daughter lives in Charlotte. She bought an old home and literally tore it down to the foundation. She was building it, and it was the same thing. It's like, well, what do you think I should do here? And it's like, I'll get good windows. Well, you know, or what kind of countertops you're going to get? Those are all the things you see. I guess the one thing I would do is the things you see and the things you love, Teresa, will get in the house, right? Because that's the bling. That's the excitement. Things you don't see, it's a little harder to get excited about. One of the things I would, you know, be really, really focused in on is just how insulated that home is.
Okay.
And you might think about foam the whole house. We may have a guest on at the bottom of the half hour. It's LP Siding. They have a new product called NovaCore coming out, which is their, you know, so it's not very exciting. But down the road, okay, I think it's safe to say eventually we're going to get into more and more renewable energies. And it'll be more conserving the renewable energies than worrying about maybe the budgeting of paying your energy bill, which could be really high. So I would focus on just the really good insulation properties of that house.
Love that. Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, and you have a wonderful day.
You do the same, Teresa. Thanks for the call. Right. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right. Again, that phone number is 800-823-8255. And so true, whether it's a big remodeling job or whether you're building a home, what do I focus in on? And the way I answered that, it's so true. The things that you just love in a house are usually the things you see. You know, that really awesome entryway, that really awesome kitchen cabinet and island and countertop. Those things take care of themselves, right? Because you love them. They're mandatory. We're not cutting there. And then when you see people start cutting, and these are custom homes usually. This is the forever home. When you see people cutting, what are they cutting out? They're cutting out some of the things, the bones of the house, the functionality of the house. And quite honestly, in the long run, you'll change out the cosmetics. In a lot of cases, you're stuck with the bones. So, yeah, concentrate on that for sure, for sure. And how exciting it is if you're lucky enough to ever build a home. I used to hear people all the time go, oh, it's just a nightmare. No, it's not. You just got to find a builder, and we've had plenty of builders on this show over the years. You got to find a builder that you can talk to that has the passion, and you can tell right away, that has the passion to make you happy and to build a home. His name will forever be on that home. Also, how many times have you went to look at homes and, you know, they're showing you a 25-year-old home and, oh, this one was built by George Mayer Builders. You know, your name is on that home. So find that person that has that passion. I think it'll be, it would be a good addition. Somebody's going to work on with you too. You know, a lot of times building a home is all about prices to get you interested. And, you know, maybe just even the paint on the exterior of the house, maybe not the best. A custom home, maybe you can kind of move it up that notch where you don't have to paint for 20 years. And that's a fact with the new type paints. Yeah, you can go 20 years. All right, let me give you the phone number, and then we'll take a break. We'll come back, get your questions answered. It's 800-823-8255. What is it? 1-800-823-8255. See, I got to say it fast, Danny, or it just doesn't snap together.
I got you.
All right, we'll continue. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
If you don't have a list of things to do around the house, Gary will find something for you at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
When it comes to your plumbing and drain system, maintenance is the key if you want to keep it working right. Hey, Gary Sullivan here from my friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. If you like to do your own maintenance, check out rotorooter.com for helpful videos, blogs, and seasonal information that'll allow you to keep your plumbing in top form. And if you get a little over your head or you don't have the time to DIY, Roto-Rooter's expert plumbers are always ready to help 24/7. Visit rotorooter.com or call 1-800-GET-ROTO. So are you a clean freak? Do you vacuum and dust your home every day hoping it'll help you breathe better? Diane did, but she still had trouble breathing. All day and night she used ozone sprays, even took Pertazone to help her breathe better, but nothing worked until she sprayed MOMS by Odor Exit on her drapes, couch, chairs, even boxes was in the basement. That night was the first time she had a good night's sleep without wheezing. She was amazed. No more mold odors, mildew, smoke smells in her home. Visit OdorExit.com and get your mom's today. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel to landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Well, our friends at Awesome are working hard to make your cleaning jobs easier. Awesome works to remove gunk and goo caused by biofilm buildup in jetted bathtubs, spas, swimming pools, washing machines, garbage disposals, and shower drains. Black flakes, bad odors, and slow drains are history when the power of Awesome is unleashed. Awesome is non-corrosive, septic safe, and works fast. I've been using Awesome in my home with great results for years. Proudly made in the USA. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. AHHSOME.com.
Well, back at it. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. We get together each Saturday and Sunday morning, 9 to noon. That's Eastern time. And get your questions answered for the weekend for your projects. I heard a commercial for Awesome. I don't know if you picked that up. We've had them on the show before, and I used some just this past week. What it does is it kills biofilm, which is, you know, gunk that kind of greasy, slimy coatings in pipes. So if your washer smells bad, you put some of this Awesome, and it's like half a teaspoon. It's like a gel, and it will kill, not just clean. It'll kill that biofilm, and the stench will be gone. I used it on my dishwasher, so they've got it. Dishwashers, wash machines, got it for hot tubs. And one of the things they also have for bathtubs, the big garden bathtubs where you got the jets, it's kind of gross. You start seeing little black flecks of biofilm in the tub, little tiny thing. That part's not gross. And then you take this Awesome product. It's AAHSOME.com. You take that Awesome and you put it in there, and it just kills and cleans out that biofilm that in that tub of water when you're running the jets through it. I mean, it just globs of black gunk. And you literally, you know, get a little strainer and strain all that out, and then run your jets when you're bathing, and bingo, it's gone. Those pipes are clean. But if you have those problems, good product. It's a very good product. All right, we were talking energy efficiency, and, you know, one of the things, what would you add to a home when you're building is really good insulation. We can talk further about that. By the way, it's 800-823-8255. The way we do the shows, we take your calls on maybe questions you have about your home or maintenance or repair, and happy to spend some time with you and get those questions answered. Now, I was telling you, as the temperature goes up, the warmer it is, the more water the air can hold, so humidity goes up. And then on the inside of the home, one of the best dehumidifiers should be and can be your air conditioner. Not all the time, because sometimes they're sized wrong. Sometimes the fans, you're better off if you have multi-speed blowers on there to remove the humidity. But for the most part, not all the time, most part, your air conditioner can handle that humidity. But a couple other things you need to do to continue to handle that humidity. And again, if you handle the humidity, you'll be more comfortable. In other words, if you have your air conditioning set 75 degrees and you got 45% humidity, you're going to be comfortable. If you got it set 75 degrees and you got 60% humidity, you're not going to be comfortable in your house. So an area that you can really concentrate on removing humidity is the humidity that you're putting in the air. You know, the fan above the stove serves a purpose. Turn that fan on. It's pulling that wet air outside. It's not creating a humidity problem in the home. When you take a shower, turn that fan on. and then let it run for about half hour after the shower. And if you're not going to hang around for that period of time, you can actually have a timer put in the place of the light switch. And if you're going to take a shower and it's going to take you 15 minutes and then 20 minutes, you just set that thing for 45 or whatever and let it pull all that moist air out of your home. And that'll keep and help control the humidity level inside your home, which allows you to do all kinds of good things when it comes to the thermostat and be comfortable. So that's good. All right, let's get back to the phones. Again, our number's 800-823-8255. And Valerie, welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a interesting question.
All right.
Have a 1958 house. It was my dad's that I'm working on. And removed the paneling in the kitchen. And it has that lovely Congo wall in there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's fallen off. It's just ugly. And it is loose in some spots, but other spots are very tight, still on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a good way other than scraping it or knocking the wall out that I can get it off? Or would it be better just like to take off what I can and skim coat the whole wall?
Well, that's an option. Explain what you're telling me the Congo wall is. Is that the, like, Mylar that you're speaking of? Or?
Yeah, it's the stuff that they put in the 50s and the, the inexpensive throw-em-up house for baby boomers.
And right.
Looks like the old tile.
Okay.
But I don't know what the heck the material is. I just know that, being 60.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, I just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing. Yeah, the only problem with that, a lot of times that adhesive on there contains asbestos too. So, you got to be a little bit careful on that.
Yeah, what I can see is black.
Hmm?
It's a really...
Yeah.
From what I can see of what's coming off, it's a really weird black and...
Yeah. It's definitely black and it probably has asbestos fibers in it. So if you're going to tear it off, the only reason I'm... bringing that up, Valerie, if you're going to be, chiseling that off, and quite honestly, probably the only way you're really going to get it off is to create a tent, make sure you got a good R95 respirator, plastic tent, shut down the air returns and vents in the house, and contain that to that given area. What are you going to do with it when it's done, if you get it off and everything?
Well, I'm really not sure what the condition is going to be of the wall when it comes off. And I said some of it is just, once we took the paneling off, some of it just falls off. Other is really adhered tight to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of afraid if I, take it off, I'm going to end up a giant hole, something. Well, would I be better off skim coat it, just rip that wall out and, replace it or?
Well, I guess, can you go over it at all to encase it with like a drywall or no?
Yeah, we could. It's not that thick. It is.
It's pretty thin stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe an eighth of an inch or less.
Yeah. So that would be something I would consider is just encasing it. Then you're not messing with that asbestos. Drywall over the surface and just literally go from there. That's going to be better than trying to get that off is going to be a nightmare. So I would suggest you take a look at it, just going with new drywall over it, depending on the thickness, whatever you need. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Time to get your hands dirty with Gary Sullivan. Give him a call at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, for years I've been telling you about the advantages of the EasyBreathe ventilation system, and it's so important to have controlled ventilation in our energy-efficient homes. Now, multiple states' building codes are requiring basement ventilation in order to get permits for renovations. Why? Because basements are a major source of air pollution. They need to be properly ventilated for a healthy home. EasyBreathe ventilation provides solutions that work and are code compliant. Call 866-822-7328 or visit EasyBreathe.com.
Mosquitoes
mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including West Nile virus, but Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, everybody. It's Gary Sullivan. Do you want to inspire your next kitchen or bathroom renovation? Then I recommend you visit my friends at Signature Hardware. They are backed by excellent customer service, and you can discover high-quality products for your home. Visit SignatureHardware.com and find the perfect vanity, faucet, hardware, lighting, and shop trending styles. Enjoy free shipping on orders over $99, all at SignatureHardware.com. To keep your gutters from clogging and free-flowing year-round, visit GutterBrush.com.
May be out for the day, but that doesn't mean the learning has to stop. This is Becky Higgins, president of the Ohio Education Association. Student success depends on learning in and out of the classroom. So after that school bell rings, practice math on the way home with your child, talk about the latest news, and take time to read together every night. Student success is a team effort.
A message from the Ohio Education Association.
All right, to work we go. It's time for our project of the week. And the very first caller today said she was building a home and wanted to know what was the one thing I'd really be focused in on. And as we talked, I was talking about energy conservation, which is very timely because my guest today is Chris Dahl, and he is with the LP Corporation. And Chris, welcome to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. I'm good. How are you?
Very, very good. And it's, a nice day. We have good temperatures. And I think we're going to end up talking about energy conservation every day this year as we continue to see prices on energy, electric, natural gas, the whole works going up and discussions about renewable energy, and then we're going to want to protect and save our renewable energies. And I know you folks at LP have been working on the same thing, and you're getting ready to introduce a new product. And I think the name of that product is NovaCore. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be called LP NovaCore Thermal Insulated Sheathing. And what we got going on here is, it's pretty simple in theory, but the what it does to your house is very, very spectacular and fantastic in regards to energy concerns. So what it's going to be is a sheet of our structural OSB, and adhered to it is 1 inch of Owens Corning NGX XPS foam. And what that's going to do is provide continuous insulation throughout the exterior of a wall while still meeting energy codes across the country.
So what precipitated creating this product?
It kind of starts, I'll take you back a few years ago with the history of the company. So we were originally called LP Building Products. Mm-hmm. And then several years ago, all of the leaders of the company saw where the industry currently was and where it's going, and realized there was an opportunity to transform us from a building products company into a building solutions. So what that means for us and how it translates into the homeowner is, instead of just selling someone wood chips and glue, that's what OSB is made out of.
Right.
We wanted to kind of take that, hit stop, and then realize, let's sell them solutions instead. Let's address moisture management. Let's address fire ratings. Let's address structural components in the floor. So that was kind of the stepping stone for us starting to flesh out LP Building Solutions instead. And where NovaCore plays in is in the field of energy conservation and making sure that you are going to be able to comply with code whenever you're building your brand new house.
Right. So one of the things that I see, and maybe this all factored into it, you know, we're stick building houses. We got 2x4 walls, and we can get about, 3.5 inches of insulation in there. And that doesn't really meet some of the energy codes of an R19. And so people start stick building 6-inch or, the 1x6 walls or 2x6 walls. Sorry.
Yep. 2x6. Yeah. I don't know if 1x6.
Yeah, don't do that.
Too sturdy.
Don't do that.
No. So that's exactly. That's the other thing that this is also going to help address is depending on what area of the country you're in, a lot of municipalities have been adopting certain energy codes. And what this requires is for your wall to be a certain thickness so it can meet a certain R rating. For those of you that don't know, R rating, it's essentially a thermal rating for your wall that you need to achieve. And what these codes are now requiring is for you to have an R20 wall. And what that normally means is traditionally you see a 2x4 studded house. Well, with these new codes coming out, you have to go to 2x6. Right. And then also get thicker insulation in there. It's going to have that R20 bat insulation in between the studs. And then you'll be able to finally meet those energy codes. So what we're addressing with NovaCore, kind of killing two birds. So not only are we going to be meeting those energy codes, but also providing the concept of thermal insulation as well. So what it's going to do is you can switch back to 2x4 studs and have a thinner insulation in between your studs. So it's going to be that R13 bat insulation with 2x4. And then what you're going to do is have NovaCore be applied to the outside of that wall. And since we have that 1 inch of the Owens Corning formula on there, that's going to have a continuous R5 rating on the absolute outside of your wall. So your studs are going to be facing the foam, and then the foam is going to have the OSB showing the out or facing the outside of the wall.
So that's a closed cell foam?
Yes, it's a closed cell foam. We've been working with Owens Corning for about a year developing this product with them. Okay. It's been a really great relationship, and everyone at LPN and Owens Corning is excited to see where this product goes.
Sure, sure. Certainly going to have a place. So once the NovaCore is up, we've got a solid exterior of the house. On the inside, you're putting insulation into the 2x4 cavities. Can you use, I'm sure you can use the Owens Corning fiberglass, but can you use foams? Can you use other different types of products?
Yeah, from there it's going to be however you would normally insulate in between the studs. Obviously, we'd prefer that you would use the Owens Corning pink insulation with that.
So is this on the market has there ever been anything on the market like this? And if there is this unique in terms of its R value, or is this brand new idea out of just trying to conserve energy?
So there's definitely different types of thermal insulated panels out on the market. Mm-hmm. What sets NovaCore apart from the rest is the fact that we are using XPS foam. This is a very eco-friendly foam, and I think it's evident that us collaborating with Owens Corning shows that we wanted to partner with a brand that's also trusted to make sure that we are really providing homeowners with the best option available in terms of quality for the products that are going in their house.
So this is, as you're trotting this out, how do are builders excited about this? Obviously, you're creating something that's going to make their life easier because they're going to be able to meet codes and stuff. I'm sure they're all in a lot of cases.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're not ready to launch yet, but we've already been collaborating with certain builders across the country, giving them product to put on their houses, gathering their feedback, and all of it has been resoundingly positive. Some of the highlights we've been hearing is the fact that it is pretty simple. Once it arrives on the job site, it cuts and installs like OSB. We made it very easy to understand the learning curve. It should be pretty short where foam faces the studs, OSB faces outwards. And then right away, you have the perfect substrate for whatever kind of cladding you want to put on top of it, whether it's brick, stucco, but in my opinion, you want to use a different LP product, LP Smart Side, and your home's going to look great once it's all said and done.
The Smart Side's great stuff. We've talked about that on this show many times. One of the things you said is when you kind of shifted your focus at LP on building solutions, your control of moisture and things. So when we got the NovaCore up on the outside, what about the wrap that we use on homes before the siding? Is there a specific type of wrap, or is you can continue to use the same wrap you have been using? Address that for me.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So that was another thing. We were actually unveiled this product at the International Builder Show in February this year. And one of the comments we got was, there's no WRB on this. And that's correct. The builders have their own ability to choose their own house wrap, whether it's house wrap or any other kind of membrane they want to put on there. Because for, years and years and years, their crews have been used to, say, for example, putting up house wrap on there. A lot of these builders have their own branded house wrap. They like to see it whenever they're building a subdivision or whatnot. They like to see their logo before all the cladding's put up. So
Right. That's
the same situation with NovaCore. These builders are going to have the liberty to do whatever kind of WRB they want with the product.
Today, Chris, my first caller was building a home, and Teresa asked me, she goes, what's the one thing you would do if you're building a new home? And I'm going, the granite countertops, the beautiful entryway, the gorgeous kitchen, those will take care of themselves because you love that look. I said, I would concentrate on the things you can't see. And one of the things I talked to her about was, the proper insulation, how that's going to continue to become a bigger and bigger deal. And it was very timely that we had scheduled you to talk about NovaCore. Do you agree with that assessment? The bones, the things you can't see, that's what's really important.
100%. I think I'm the type of person within my house that I like to keep things timeless on the inside. And for me, my method of thinking is always, if it's going to look outdated in 5 years, I normally won't go for it. I like to have things looking very timeless.
Right.
But that being said, I'll only worry about that once I know that the bones of my house, to which I make all of these aesthetic changes to, are rock solid first. So
right.
I definitely agree with you where it's like, once if you're building something long-term, if you're building your quote-unquote forever house, that's the term that we constantly hear in the industry, let's focus on the bones first, the stuff that you can't or you shouldn't, hopefully you shouldn't, have to update every 5 years. If you do it right the first time, and focus on making something very solid for your forever home, then, that's out of sight, out of mind in the best way possible. And then, you can focus on updating your granite countertops every 5 years.
Well, that's exactly right.
For me, I'm going to be redoing my bathroom. So,
that's exactly right. You'll redo your bathroom in 15 years. You'll change out your countertops. Very, very few people go, I think I'm going to tear my walls down and put in new insulation. It's just not going to happen.
Exactly. It's a weird peace of mind where it's kind of like it's a set it and forget it, where once you build it, okay, I already know my walls are solid.
Sure.
I'm not going to think about this ever again because it's, I did it right the first time.
Right.
So it really does minimize your problems.
Yeah. So if folks want some more information on NovaCore, can they get that at your website?
Yeah, if they come back over the next month, we'll be making some updates on the website that'll provide more information about the product. And in the meantime, if they do have any questions to us, reach out directly to us on social media or anything like that, and we'll be able to get their questions answered for them.
Very good, my friend. Thanks for spending some time with us. I appreciate it. Best of luck on the product. It sounds awesome. It sounds like an answer to a lot of problems.
Of course, Gary.
I appreciate it. All right, my friend.
Thank
you
very much.
You betcha.
Yep.
Take care. All right, we got to take a break. Cool product. The name of it is NovaCore, and it's lpcorp.com is the website. And, of course, you can catch them on social media. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I'm all about easy and choosing the right product for each home project, so I start with White Lightning Caulks and Sealants. For interior or exterior jobs, you'll find a high-performance White Lightning product that's specially formulated for any project. Whether you're painting, sealing around doors and windows, or doing a complete remodel, White Lightning has the right product for your project. Visit WLCaulk.com and use their guide to choose the best caulk or sealant for your project. White Lightning, finish in a flash, available at Menards and Lowe's stores.
Captain's Log, Day 121, mining for a natural lawn weed killer.
Hey there, I'm Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. Recently, I was looking for a natural way to kill weeds when I dug up the solution. Iron. It's the active ingredient in my lawn weed brew. Captain Jack's lawn weed brew kills broadleaf weeds, dandelions, moss, algae, and more.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Lawn Weed Brew from Bonide. Learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
Jaws, the Just Add Water System, my favorite refillable household cleaners and the best glass cleaner I've ever used, has an array of cleaners for all your spring cleaning needs. So check out the Jaws Ultimate Cleaning Kit. It includes six of their high-performance cleaners for every hard surface in your home, including the Jaws Glass Cleaner. You get two refills of each cleaner along with color-coordinated microfiber towels for only $49.99 and free shipping. Get Jaws Cleaners at JawsCleans.com. That's JawsCleans.com. Carpenter bees can cause costly structural damage to wood siding, decks, doors, eaves, and railings. Gary Sullivan here. My solution? Trapstick from Rescue. It catches carpenter bees all season long. Save your wood structures from damage from carpenter bees with Trapstick from Rescue. It's made in USA by the makers of the popular Rescue Flying Yellow Jacket traps. And you can learn more at CarpenterBeeControl.com. That's CarpenterBeeControl.com.
All right, back at it we go. By the way, if you missed yesterday's show, each hour is available to you via podcast. We also have a podcast on grill cleanup, also on removing odors from your home. You can go to the iHeart app, click podcast, At Home with Gary Sullivan. They're all there just for you. And they're brought to you by ProWood. When you choose ProWood, you get superior lumber products that the professional builders use. All right, 800-823-8255. That's our number. Jerry, welcome.
Hi, it's Terry from Helena, Montana. Hope you're having a great day. We're actually going to get in the 70s today.
There you go. Hey, it's beautiful here.
We've got, my house is, it was built in 63. It's probably put vinyl siding on it about 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was a yellow. It's now a really pale yellow.
Right.
It's not in bad shape, but I'm wondering recommendations. I hear all kinds of horror stories about painting vinyl.
Well, yeah, you can paint vinyl there. The interesting thing about vinyl siding, I just want to add this. For people that are maybe in the process of choosing vinyl siding for their home right now, yellow is not bad. You know, it eventually turns beige. I love the concept of vinyl siding. They always tell you how the color is baked all the way through the siding, and you're sitting there going, wow, that's cool. You know, it's never going to get old. Well, it does, because the first, 1/128th of an inch fades over time. And the darker you get, the quicker it fades. And I've seen red siding that looks almost pink after a few years. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Can you paint it? Yes, you can. But you need to paint it with a specific type of tint that's in the paint. Okay, so here you go. If you have siding, and let's say you want to paint it a little darker color or whatever, and you go ahead and you just use regular paint, adhesion can be a little bit of a problem, but if it's 30 years old, it's probably not going to be too much of an adhesion problem, because it's, once you clean it and then use an emulsifier to grab onto that siding with a primer, you can do okay with it to get it to stick. The problem is sometimes the color's deep enough where it retains heat and it can cause vinyl to warp. So if you go to a hardware store, paint store, some people actually tell you, you can't paint that. Well, you can. There's a number of paint companies that have a specific tint. I know Sherwin-Williams does have a specific tint. They have specific colors for vinyl siding that can be made with that tint. And what it is it's a radiant barrier tint that's mixed into the paint that reflects the heat. It minimizes solar gain. So again, you would clean the siding. You could use an emulsifier to get it to stick better. You could use a self-priming top of their line emerald and have it mixed with the tint that is designed to paint vinyl, which just doesn't hold as much heat. I think you'll have great success with it.
Oh, great. That's really good to know. Hey, what do you think? What about cleaning? I'm seeing yes, power wash. No, you have to scrub it. Do you have any ideas on that?
Well, yeah, scrubbing's always a little bit better, but you could power wash it. And here's my reasoning for that. When I keep talking about the emulsifier, that helps bond to oxidized surfaces. And even though we have vinyl siding that is not a metal, that pigment does oxidize. You can brush up against vinyl siding, and sometimes with a black shirt, you'll get some chalk marks on that shirt. So we have to, when you scrub it, you're never ever going to remove all the oxidation. That's why you're using the emulsifier, but you'll remove more by scrubbing. So depends how energetic you are.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much for the help and suggestions. I appreciate it.
Very good, Derry. Thanks much for the call. I appreciate it. Thank you. Take care. All right, you can join us. It's 800-823-8255. Since we're getting near that time of year, do want to talk about techniques on painting. If you're going to use, I mentioned the emerald paint, and really all your really top-of-the-line self-priming paints, the emerald has a little longer dry time. That's the Sherwin-Williams product than some of the other self-priming, which can be helpful if you live in an area where it's going to get pretty hot. But morning painting, not in direct sunlight, so painting, the west side of the house, the north side of the house in the morning, and then maybe reverse that for the evening, is better just because it's, you want to keep that paint flowing and spreadable the best you can. And the hotter it is and in direct sunlight, the more difficult it can be. So keep that in mind too, always. And I've said this a million times in 35 years of doing this show, always be mindful of what the limitations are. So in other words, read the label. All right, one of my favorite products is Odor Exit, and if you've got odors in your home and you want to get rid of that smell, go to odorexit.com. Check out the different products they have, from the AQM to the Odor Eliminator, the Concentrate, which is for natural odors, animal odors, urine odors, or just the Magic. It doesn't cover up the odors, it eliminates them. It's odorexit.com. We'll continue with your calls. Sit tight, Steve. I'll get you when we come back. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Home Improvement 101 with Gary Sullivan. Every weekend, classes begin at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.